so could that if you could just at least find something. You know, learning halacha l'maisa, you know, especially halacha l'maisa masech, is something you see the yeshivas that can learn it without learning halacha l'maisa. You know, it's a flaw. I think it's like an objective flaw in the learning. It's lomar al nas lasos. Sefer Hayira of Rabbeinu Yonah, he writes that every time a person learns, after the learning, they should get up and think, what from my learning could I take l'maisa? You know, not to think that is something lacking. Okay, so Lam Ches, there was a long discussion of the din of matzah of Meiser Sheni. So in Lam Ches, there's one aspect of that discussion that comes up that's very important l'maisa. The Gemara on Lamed Ches, so is Mechadish, Rav Asi is Mechadish, that there's another qualification of matzah. And he says this qualification is that we learn from challah. We mentioned that there's a gzeir shava of lechem from matzah to challah. And therefore, matzah needs the same definition of lechem as we find by challah. Now, by challah, the pasuk says you take challah the erechus hariso seichem from hariso seichem your dough, the piece of your dough you separate, and it uses lashon hariso seichem your, the dough of shalachem. So therefore, Rav Asi says there's a din of lechem by challah that the chiv of challah is only on the owner of the dough. The owner of the dough has the chiv of challah, but it has to be his. And therefore, says Rav Asi, that by Meister Sheni, if you have flour of Meister Sheni and you are making it into dough, so therefore, there's a din by Meister Sheni that Rabbi Meir says Meister Sheni is mamon gavoa. That Meister Sheni, even though it's eaten by the owner, and it looks like it belongs to the owner, but really, Meister Sheni is mamon gevoa. It's the property of gevoa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's property, and it's just that the owner has the right to eat it as a guest by Hashem's table. And therefore, by Meister Sheni, since it's not owned by the person, therefore it's patur from challah. So the dough of Meister Sheni, according to Rav Meir, one does not have to separate out of challah. Says Rav Asi a chiddush. He says, two chiddushim. One chiddush, he says, by esrog. There's a halacha by esrog and the other abaminim that they have to be lechem, v'lekachtem lechem. There needs to be ownership. And therefore, if your esrog is property of Meister Sheni, and Meister Sheni esrog, according to Rav Meir, you cannot be yotzi the mitzvah of abaminim because of the din of lechem. And he says, and so too, says Rav Asi, the din is by matzah. Matzah has to be owned by you because you have gzeir shalom from matzah to challah. Just like challah is a din of riso seichem, so too is a din of lechem by matzah. And therefore, since matzah has to be owned by the one eating it, so therefore, Meister Sheni is mamon gevoa, it's Hashem's property, and therefore, one cannot be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah by eating matzah of Meister Sheni. That's the Chiddush of Asi, Lefi Rabbi Meir, who holds that Meiser Sheni Mamun Gevoah. So basically, Rav Asi puts together three dinim. The din of Esrog, the din of Matzah, and the din of Afrashas Challah. And he says they all have a din of Lechem. And this Gemara is brought, the identical Sugya is brought in Sukkah and Daflam and Hay. And there is discussing the din of esrog, that esrog of Meister Sheni, you might not be able to be yotze with it if you hold like Rabbi Meir, because it's not lechem. You don't have real ownership there. Okay. So this sugya is very famous. This idea is very well known by lulav and esrog. By lulav and esrog, everyone knows that you have to own your lulav and esrog. And even if a father buys a lulav for his kid, and he gives it to his kid, he lets his kid, allows his kid to use it, the kid is not yotzei, because there's a halacha, it has to be lechem, it has to be yours, and therefore the father has to actually be maknit to his son. If he only has one lulav, so he has to be maknit to his son, matanom nas lahachzer. Everyone knows that. You gotta own your lulav. Question is, by matzah, so we all know it. We all who learned Lamed Ches all know it, but no one else knows. A lot of people know, but many, many people, right? From Stama, before you learned Pesach and Lamed Ches, you never heard such a concept that there should be any idea of any need for bailus on the mitzvah matzah. So that's an issue. So Sfas Emes raises this issue in Sukkah, and he says in Achinami, he says it seems to be a very valid point that you really have to own your matzah. So what could you say? Why is no one doing it? So it's a problem. Right? It won't be the first in that we learn about that no one seems to be keeping. But he says perhaps he suggests this Sfas Emes suggests perhaps. You know, there's a lacha by talis. If you borrow someone's talis, so in order to bechayiv in tzitzis, you have to own the beged. And therefore, you can only make a bracha on a talis if you own it. And therefore, there's a halacha, though, that if you borrow, Reuven borrows Shimon's talis, even if Shimon didn't say explicitly, I'm being makna the talis to you, so we assume that Shimon is being makna the talis to Reuven, because since everyone knows, hopefully, I think this is more known, that you have to own your own talis. So therefore, we assume that Shimon is doing makna talis to Reuven. So Sfas Emes says, perhaps we could say that people know that you have to own your own matzah, and therefore we could assume that the Baal HaSeder has in mind that he's being makna the matzah to all the participants in the Seder. Sfas Emes points that out, but he says that that's definitely not so pashut. Right? It's not so easy to say that, because right, definitely people don't know it. Right? If you don't know it, if the Baal Seder never heard of such an idea, he's giving out the matzah the same way he's giving out the chalts, and the same way he's letting them eat it, but he's not doing a kinyan, there's no kinyan there going on. So if so, l'chayra, the din should be that no one should be able to see Mrs. Matzah. Right, so it's a little painful to say such a thing, right? That a big part of Klal Yisrael, right? You know, maybe at some siddurim, people point this out. But if they don't point this out at your seder, so you've never been able to see Mrs. Matzah. So hopefully that's not true. Maybe we all hope that's not true. Right, Bez Hashem, it's not true. Say though. So we have to look back and show them a little bit. So I'll tell you first, just on the side that is true. If you look at the Maram Chalava here, he very much does sound like the Sfas Emes. Because he writes, he says, you have to be careful at the Seder that your matzah doesn't get mixed up with your friend's matzah. Right, Reuven and Shimon sitting at a seder, each have identical matzahs. So you got to keep your eye on your own matzahs. Make sure Reuven has to make sure his matzah doesn't get mixed up in Shimon's matzahs, because even though they'll be identical, so fine, so who cares? He says, it will come out that you're eating matzah that's not yours, and you won't be you'll see the mitzvah. So the Chayra, the Maram Chalav is saying like the Sfas Emes, right? Because he doesn't say, oh, you're going to be over as your gezel. Right? If you stop Reuven's eating at a meal with Shimon, you wouldn't say that Reuven should make sure he doesn't mix up his accidentally take, Reuven shouldn't take Shimon's piece of challah and give Shimon his challah because he'll be over at Sugeza. That's not what the Maram Chalav is worried about. He's not worried about that because who cares? No one cares, no one's makbid. But I said, but Lamaisa, if Reuven eats Shimon's matzah, he's not going to be able to see the mitzvah. They both won't be able to see the mitzvah. They'll be very sad about it. And if you ask them and say, I didn't want this to happen, well, the mitzvah, though, there was a switch up on the matzahs, and they're both not yotze. That's what Maram Chalava writes. And the chayr of the pshat is that he really holds by this. Okay, so everything I'm going to say to try to mitigate this chumrah is definitely there is some basis to this. But what could we say? What could we say to be matzah at the minute of Klal Yisrael that people aren't cognizant of this? So, l'chayra, we could we could say it's really based on a machlokas we had earlier in Daf Chav Tes. Right? What's the din of a guest? Stam a guest at a table. Right? You're a guest at someone's meal and you're eating the owner's chicken. Is that chicken yours or is that chicken the property, that piece of chicken that you're eating, the property of the Baal HaBayis? And it's just that he's allowing you to eat it, but it's not yours. So, Pashas, this is the Machlokas Rashi Tosis we saw in Daf Chav Tes. Right? Daf Chav Tes is a very memorable sugya. Right? Really should stick in everyone's mind. The sugya of Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Rav Acha bar Yaakov had this tremendous chiddush. Right? The chiddush of Yol Sard Achilim Sard Ria. Acha bar Yaakov was machadish. That just like we were learning in Morning Seder, that lo bal yiron bal yimatzah, there's a din of shalcha, you're only over shalcha, so too by achilas chametz, the isser is only on shalcha. It has to be a din of shalcha. So chozer in the end of the Gemara, but that's where Achav Yaakov held. It has to be a din of shalcha. So Rashi says, according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, what this means is that if you eat a goy's chametz, Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, he says the feirish on the daf, that therefore a goy's chametz is mutter to hana. A Jew on Pesach could get hana from a goy's chametz, right? If he could, he could sit. I don't know what feed to his animals, a goy's chametz, because since it's a goy's chametz, there's no iser of hana. So Rashi says, so too a Jew is mutter to eat a goy's chametz on Pesach, according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov. So why? Because it doesn't belong to the yid, and it's the goy's chametz. So fine, it's the goy's chametz. The Jew's eating it, but fine, it belongs to. It belongs to the guy, and Rav Acha bar Yaakov would say that's mutter, at least mezraisa, before he was chozer. So we see from Rashi. It's even Rashi that even if you're eating someone else's chametz, it doesn't belong to you. It's still the guy's chametz. It's not the yid's chametz. So Tosfos there is cholik. Tosfos says chasish shalom. Even Rav Acha bar Yaakov would never say that you could eat a guy's chametz on Pesach. And of course you can't do, because the problem is being shalcha, but once you're eating the chametz, it's automatically shalcha. There's no such thing as eating something that's not yours. Tosfos understands that stam, if Reuven is eating the food of Shimon, it's Reuven. So Lamaisa start off as Shimon. But when Reuven's eating it, Tosfos says, once you're eating it, Mamela, that itself gives you a kinyan. You're eating, you're chewing it, and that's an automatic kinyan. He says there's no way in the world for someone to eat someone else's chametz without it being theirs. And even though there's no kinyan, the person's saying, I don't want to be kona. Okay, so you don't want to be kona. You're saying a legalism, you don't want to be kona. But what does it mean to be yours? What could be more yours than that which you're chewing on and swallowing? That which you swallow is yours. It's by you. It's by Reuven. It's not by Shimon. It started off as Shimon, but now Reuven is chewing and swallowing. It's his. Finished. Tosfos understands there's no such thing as eating something that's not yours. It's Rashi. Rashi, Taka, we could have a problem. We could have a problem that perhaps the person eating his father's matzah isn't really the owner. But to Tosfos, everyone at the Seder owns the matzah. There's no such thing as not owning the matzah that you're eating. When is there a problem? The only problem is by Meister Sheni. So the Ritva writes this in Sukkah Lamed Hei. He says the only way to eat matzah and for it not to be yours is if the matzah is Meister Sheni. Because when Reuven's eating Shimon's matzah, it automatically becomes Reuven. Reuven's eating Shimon's matzah, the matzah becomes Reuven's. But by Meister Sheni is Mamon Gavoa, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rishus is a more powerful Rishus than a person's Rishus. And therefore, by Meister Sheni, even when you're eating it, even when it's going down the person's throat, it stays Meister Sheni. It stays Mamon Gavoa. Your fault.
Tosfos doesn't believe that I can take something that belongs to someone else and that by eating it, I'm eating someone else's food. It's really my food. So in that way, would you make a bracha on it then? Because, like, in general, do you make a bracha on stolen food?
Oh, no. And no, Tosfos,
since if it's not considered stolen, because if it says if you're eating it, it's yours, so then you obviously make a bracha, but...
According to Rashi, so it's not yours, so it doesn't have to be yours, as long as it's not stolen. Right? Rashi's not saying it's stolen. It's a guest is eating. He's not stealing anything. It's just not his. Right? Same way if I lend you something, it's not yours. I'm not making it yours. I'm giving you the right to use it. So the Baal Bayis is giving the guest the right to eat his food. He's not giving him the right to own his food.
But would he then make a bracha on it? Because it's not his food.
Yeah, so by brachas, there's no need to have ownership. We don't find such a thing. Fine. So that's the machlokas. It comes out very nice, at least lefitosis. Rashi, nice little chana brings rayos to Rashi. Machlokas is not so pashat. The emesis, the sukkah, is a little bit much like Rashi, because for some reason, the Gemara is telling us, Meiser Sheni, even if you eat Meiser Sheni, it's not yours. Why is it not mine? I thought it was automatically kidding. It's by me. So Rashi assumes that just like by Meiser Sheni, if you could eat Meiser Sheni and not be yours, why? Because it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So too, if a guest at someone's house eats Reuven, eats Shimon's matzah, and Shimon's not matnet to him, so it's eating Shimon's matzah. Shimon's matzah, it's just Reuven's eating it. So Lefidus Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. L'chor comes out, the Nachgamina will be, is what we're discussing. Is that Rashi will say that it's a problem like the Sas Emes, that you need a kinyan on your matzah. Without a kinyan, the matzah won't be Shalchem. And Tosfos will say, no, as long as you're eating the matzah, it's automatically yours. As long as it's not my tirsheni, automatically it's your matzah. So fine. So good. We've been Yashav the Minog according to Tosfos. Now what about according to Rashi? It's Rashi and it's really a number of Klukin of Lachanan and Chavtes. It's really a number of Rishonim who go with Rashi and says that a guest is not Kona the food that he's eating. He doesn't own the food that he's eating. If so, how are the guests at the Seder? How are the Yotzim at the Smatz? So I saw a beautiful chiddush. The Yad HaMelech. Yad HaMelech is Rav Elazar Landau, grandson of the Noda Behuda. And he writes a beautiful idea here. He says, we're misunderstanding the Gemara. He says, Ein Achinami, the Din of Lechem by Esrog and the Din of Lechem by Matzah, but they're completely different dinim. The Din of Lechem by Esrog means that you have to own it. Reuven has to own it, not Shimon. Whereas, Din of Lechem by Matzah, all it means is that the Matzah has to be owned by a Jew. And he says, that's the Din of Ariso Sechem. He says, by Challah, he says, it's not a Din that Challah, that the Mitzvah of Challah is only on owner of Challah. He says, the Din of Ariso Sechem is coming to exclude the Chal, the dough, of a guy. Meaning like this. He points out something interesting. That, right, let's say Reuven makes challah, Reisman's. Let's say Reisman's company, they make cookies, and they don't take challah. I buy Reisman cookies. I know that Reisman, I don't trust them taking challah. So what's the din? I have to take challah myself. Right? Even if I don't own the Reisman's cookie, even if I go to someone's house, I don't trust the house that they really take challah. So I can't eat the bread without taking challah. That is a din, you have to take challah. Now, if I eat an Oreo cookie, so that also is chayv. The etzem, right? Oreo, I assume the Fisco has a big vat of dough. That dough is chayv and challah. They don't take challah. So how do we eat it? We eat it because it's gaisha challah. It's gaisha challah, and there's no chayv on gaisha challah. So says the Yad HaMelech, that's the Din of Ariso Sechem. Din of Ariso Sechem, yeah, of course, everyone knows that the person who's mafresh the truma, to be mafresh truma, you have to own it. You can't, Reuven can't be mafresh truma or be mafresh challah off of Shimon's Shimon's peiros. That's pashut. We don't need Arisol Sechem to tell us that. Arisol Sechem is telling me a chiddush in the chiv of challah that challah is only on Jewish dough. It's not on the dough of a guy, and it's not on the dough of hektish. The dough of gavoa, hektish or ma'aser sheni. It only has to be Arisol Sechem, not yours in beprat, not Reuven's challah. Arisol Sechem means Klal Yisrael's challah, Jewish challah. Now it's interesting if Rashi would hold that. If you could say that to me, Rashi, because it's very interesting. You might know from Morning Seder that Rashi has an interesting shita, right? Rashi by the din of Bali Rav Bali Matzeh. So the Gemara says in Daf Hey that Bali Rav Bali Matzeh is dafka on shalcha. Shalcha ya taroa avala taroa shalachayrim. It's mutzer to have in your house chametz of achayrim. And what's Acherim, says Rashi, Kigon Shel Goy, or Shel Gvoa, Hektish and Goy, that's what we mean by Acherim. If it's not Jewish Chametz, you can have it in your house. But the Mashmos from Rashi, right, some of you heard this from the Gra and others, that Mashmos from Rashi is that Balira, Balimatze, Shel Chaya Taroa, that Shel Chaya means, even if it's not yours, but you have chametz in your house, if Reuben has Shimon's chametz in his house, he's over. Because that's considered shalcha. Now Rashi really is on very strong footing, right? Because, right, so to those of us, right, we learned chavtes, it's very strong in the mashmos on chavtes. Right, of Acher bar Yaakov says that the din of shalcha, we learn it from Bal Yirah to the din of Isser Hana, and just like Bal Yirah, you're not over on a goy's chametz, so too, the Isser Hana, you're not over an Isser Hana being nana from a guy's chametz. That's what Rav Acha says. He says there that therefore only chametz shal Yisrael is Asr Bar Hana, but chametz of a guy is not Asr Bar Hana. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, he never conceives that perhaps Reuven could be nana from Shimon's chametz on Pesach. He never says such a thing. He says Jewish chametz is Asr Bar Hana, Goyish chametz is Mutzer Bar Hana. The split is between Jewish chametz and Goyish chametz. Why? Because Jewish chametz is shalcha, not Jewish chametz is not shalcha. Meaning not yours, the prat, but yours referring to Klal Yisrael. It's not Jewish chametz. So Imkain, he says this beautiful chiddush. He says, what does the Gemara mean that matzah needs to be yours? Not yours, but prat. Not barrels at the table. It means it has to be owned, Jewish owned matzah. Matzah has to be Jewish owned. And the idea will be is just by like by chametz, the iser is having in your rishus Jewish owned chametz. So too the mitzvah of matzah is eating Jewish owned matzah. Right? Now the idea could be is that matzah, matzah zeichet to the matzah of Klal Yisrael ate Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it has to be Jewish matzah. Goyish matzah has nothing to do with Mitzrayim. It has to be Jewish owned. So that's the chiddush of Yad HaMelech. Right? It's a big chiddush. I didn't see anyone else say it that way. But to feed that, you can be miyashay the minhag. So that's another possible way of being miyashay the minhag. Right? It's a tremendous chiddush, but it's a very, you know, especially with Rashi's Mahalach and Chametz, very mustaver such a thing could work. Now, just to bring it just a little bit more, just in the Rishonim here. Let's go right. Okay, so let's just say with this is that there's three shittos. Okay, there's a shita to say Taka Maram Chalava says you have to have your own pratsi sticker bailus on the matzah. There's a sheet of Tosus that says any matzah you're eating, if it's not Ma'aser Sheni, you automatically are konet. And there's the shita of, and then there's the shita, we'll just call sheet of Rashi, Lefili Yad HaMelech, you see, look at the Yad HaMelech inside, it's in the Rambam Perek Vav. There could be other Rishonim like this, but Lefili Yad HaMelech, that the din of lechem, by matzah, it's just that it has to be two pounds. Okay, so I think it's enough to be matzik the minug, but also, you know, there's definitely room to be machman, and have everyone be kona, have das be kona the matzah. Right, so, So, in Shulchan Aruch, it's only brought up din that it shouldn't be gezula. So, alright, so just have to go back to, it's a longer question to answer than we have time for, so I just want to go back to just shortly a sugi that's just such an important sugi here. It's a sugi of matzah's toda. Matzah's toda, if you use, for your matzah, you use a mincha, which is also baked as matzah. Can you use that for your matzah? So, on Laman Ches, Rabbi Yosef says that the Mishnah says already it can't be used as matzah, but Rabbi Yosef says the reason why is because of the din, you need matzah haru'uyam shiva be'inam. Because the pasuk says, shiva siyama matzah tochelu, eat matzah for 7 days. So eat matzah for 7 days, so the matzah has to be fit for the whole shleimus of that mitzah of matzah tochelu shiva siyama, and therefore it has to be roi for 7 days. And of course, menachos are only kosher for 1 day. After that, they turn into noser. Very similar drasha we find in the Gemara in Sukkah, that a sukkah has to be roi l'shiva. Right? Sukkah also, there's an opinion that even a sukkah in a tree, Rabbi Gamliel says, is you can't use that, even on Sunday, you can't use a sukkah in a tree, because since on Shabbos, you're not allowed to go into a sukkah that's in a tree, because it's usher to go into a tree on Shabbos, climb a tree on Shabbos. Therefore, it's not right for Shiva, and therefore the whole sukkah is possible. Right? There's a general din that everyone agrees to. A sukkah has to be able to stand for all 7 days. Right? It has to be that the schach and the walls are capable of lasting for 7 days. So that's a din. L'chor the pshat being is that the shleimus, the chefs of mitzvah has to be right for the whole shleimus of the mitzvah. As pointed out, though, it's extremely interesting and extremely important l'maisa, is that the mashmos here is that of Rav Yosef is that all 7 days is all part of the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Shivas yom matzah tochelu. It has to be right for shivas yom matzah tochelu. So l'chayra, it's strange. Why is it strange? Because we thought, right, that matzah is only on the first night. On the first night, it's a chiyav. But the rest of the nights, it's true that you can't eat chametz, and therefore, if you want to eat bread, the only bread you're going to be able to eat is matzah, but l'chayra, it's not a mitzvah. So this is learned, the Gemara learns this in the end of Pesachim. Won't go through the whole limud. But the Gemara has a limud that even though the pasuk says, Shiva siyamim matzah tochelu, the Gemara says, all Shevis Yamim is Rishus, and only the first night is Chova. And in fact, the Gemara in Sukkah, it learns from the Drasha by Matzah, says so too by Sukkis. All Sukkis, sitting in a Sukkah, is Rishus, and it's only a Chiv the first night. That's the way it says it. That's the way the Gemara says it. The Gemara says it's Rishus. What does it mean it's Rishus by Sukkah? By Sukkah, that means on Sukkis, if you don't want to eat, if you don't want to eat a meal, you don't want to eat a kvuah meal, you just want to snack all of Sukkis, so you don't have to sit in a Sukkah. But if you want to do something mechayev with Sukkah, tack a lot of things, eating a kvuah meal or sleeping, so then you have to go into your Sukkah. But it calls that Rishus. But the first night, you must live in the Sukkah. You can't just say, oh, I'm not hungry tonight. You have to be koveya a meal with bread and have a kviyas in the sukkah. So, but what does this mean? It sounds like it's rishus. It sounds like it's rishus. So many understand, many assume, and many people assume that when I eat matzah on Pesach, if it's not the first night, I'm stam. That's what I want to eat. If I want, I could just as well eat my, use my lady fingers to eat with or something else. Potato starch, you don't have to eat matzah. Right? Maybe your matzah is chametz, eat your lady fingers, they're from potatoes. So the Gra is very famous for being mechadish, but it's really in Midrashim already, that there's very strong makoros that all Pesach is a mitzvah of eating matzah. The Gra says when the Gemara says that matzah after the first night is reshus, it doesn't mean reshus. It just means reshus as opposed to the first night, which is a chova mamash. The first night, right, just like the first night of Sukkot, you have to, there's a chiyuv to eat in your sukkah. So too, the first night of Pesach, you have to eat matzah. But the rest of Pesach, in a chanav, you don't have to eat matzah. But if you want to eat bread, and you're eating bread, you have to eat matzah. Now, not just in a chanami, of course you have to eat it because what else are you going to eat? But it's a mitzvah. And therefore the Gros says, this broad mice around, the Gros is very mechaviv eating matzah on Pesach. His special meal at the end of Pesach of matzah. Because eating matzah, every time you eat matzah, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's just that, it's what we'd call a mitzvah kiyumis. When you eat matzah, you're being yotzei a mitzvah. If you don't eat matzah, you don't have to eat matzah, but when you eat the matzah, you're being kind of a mitzvah. So just a few makaros for this. One very nice one is a medrash, it's called Yalkut Mayin Ganim. It's a Temani medrash. It says, Mat Talmud Lomer Matzos Tochal Shivas Yamim. What have we been taught by saying to eat matzah for 7 days? This is Malamed Shetia Chaviva Achilasa Kol Shiva. Malamed that all 7 days eating matzah should be chaviv to you. What do you mean chaviv? You don't have to eat it. It's reshus, but it should be chaviv because when you eat it, it's a mitzvah. You know, one way to understand this is like in Yetzias Mitzrayim. You know, we want to have a zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we're remembering that we're being, just like the people left Mitzrayim, they ate matzah, their bread was matzah, so too by us our bread is matzah. And the people who left Mitzrayim, do they have to eat lunch and supper of matzah? No, but when they ate bread, they ate matzah. So too, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is on Shivas Yom Tochel Matzah, on Pesach, by replacing your bread with matzah, you are creating a zecher yetzias Mitzrayim, and it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Do I have to eat matzah right now? No. But if I eat it, it's a mitzvah. Targum Yonasan, Parashas Re'eh, translates the pasuk Shivas Yomim Matzah Tochelu. He says Shivas Yomim Techlun L'Shmei Pater. 7 days you should eat L'Shma. L'Shma you should eat matzah. Pater is Aramaic for matzah. You should eat matzah l'shma. And what does that mean? That means on Pesach, we do have a mitzvah, that on the second day of Pesach, you eat matzah. If you eat with no l'shma, I still want to eat, because I'm hungry. So no mitzvah. Mitzvah shrichus kavana. But if you eat l'shma, you say I'm eating with matzah because I'm hungry, but also it's a mitzvah of matzah, you're going to get a mitzvah. The Gra brings a raya from his own shita. The Gra, you know, holds that on Pesach and Sukkot, even on Chol Moed, we don't wear tefillin, right, from the Zohar, and it's based on the Zohar that says that just like Shabbos is an oath, so you don't need the oath of tefillin, so too, the whole Pesach and Sukkot, even on Chol Moed, you don't need to wear tefillin, because the fact that on Pesach you're eating matzah is an oath, and the fact on Sukkot you're eating, sitting with Sukkot is an oath. So it's a Gra, you see it's an oath. If it's an oath, it means that it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of matzah. So there's definitely good rise for this Gra. The emes seems to be a machlokes rishonim here. There's a well-known Baal Hamar. So the Baal Hamar is a very strong supporter of this Gra. The Baal Hamar in the end of Pesachim. So he asked the Kasha. He says, the Kasha, obvious Kasha on everything we just said, is he says, why is it that on Sukkot, even though sitting in Sukkah is a mitzvah that we call a mitzvah reshus, but still when you sit in the Sukkah on Chol Moed, you make a bracha. Before you eat in the Sukkah on Chol Moed, you don't have to eat a suta, you don't have to eat a suta of a kavua on Cholamor. You didn't have to wash on Cholamor, but Lamaisa, now you're washing, you're eating the sukkah, you make a bracha leisha basukkah. So ask Balamar, why is it that on Pesach, on Cholamor Pesach, when we eat matzah, why don't we make a bracha ala chilas matzah? And a chenam is rishos, but the Balamar understands that it's not a rishos, it's a mitzvah kiyum is rishos. So why don't we do that? So the Baal HaMor says a teretz. He says, it's a little bit of a technical type of a teretz. He says, if you can't make a mitzvah, a bracha on a mitzvah kiyumis, except when you have to do the mitzvah on some level. He says, matzah is a mitzvah kiyumis. He doesn't use the word mitzvah kiyumis, but matzah is a mitzvah kiyumis, but it's a mitzvah kiyumis that you could completely not do. Right? A person who has celiac and can't eat gluten, so bikoshi he does the kazayis at the night of Pesach, the rest of Pesach he doesn't eat matzah. Why doesn't he die of starvation? Because he does what he does the whole year. You can live without bread. So there's no need for it. There's no need to have bread to live. Whereas sukkah, to go 7 days without needing a sukkah, that's virtually impossible, right? Even a person only snack, you have to sleep. You can't go 7 days without sleeping. So in the middle, you're going to have to sleep. And therefore, since it's a mitzvah kiyumis, but it's a mitzvah kiyumis you can't get out of, so therefore it's appropriate to make a bracha. Comes that Baal HaMor. Yeah?
But there you're not making a bracha when you sleep, you're making a bracha when you eat. You forget you don't make a bracha when you go to sleep.
All right, so we're going to learn sukkah. We could talk about that. Right? It's not so pashy that you don't make. Right? The Gemara just says, niflas leishiva, you make a bracha on the yeshiva. Fine. So that's the sheet of the Baal HaMor. So we find the Malchum says Cholik. We actually saw this. We're going to do the Malchum Salam Advav. We saw it back there, but in a different sugya, Nogeya, the Indian of Matzah Shira and May Peros. So back on Lamed Vav. There's a whole sugya about Matzah Shira. And the Gemara talks about Matzah Shira, that the din of Matzah Shira is only on the first day, not the other days. And the Gemara tells us that the etzem Matzah Shira, there's at least some type of Matzah Shira that you're at least allowed to eat on Pesach. That we know that if matzah is baked exclusively with May Peros, then everyone seems to agree, at least in the Gemara and Poskim, everyone agrees there's no problem of chametz, at least, if you eat, you have matzah that's kneaded completely with grape juice. Completely grape juice matzah, right, which is sometimes sold before Pesach. So that matzah, everyone agrees, is not a problem with chametz, because maybe peros ein machmitzim, and even lechatchila, the Gemara says there's no problem eating that on Pesach. But the Gemara has an issue, what about if it's not just made peros? If you add made peros and water together into your matzah, then is there a problem? So Rav Akiva says it's not a problem, whereas the Chacham says the Chatchil, we shouldn't do that, because we're afraid that maybe a little bit of Meir Peros will actually speed up the Chimas. That's an issue. In that Sugya, the Gemara quotes a story about Rav Shuv and Levi. So Rav Shuv and Levi told his son that on the first day of Pesach, knead the matzah for me with Meir Peros, with the Chalv or Dvash. The first day of Pesach needed with water. The rest of the Pesach needed with May Peros. So the Gemara says it from Rav Shuv and Levi, and that's just left in the Gemara as a statement of Rav Shuv and Levi. Now Rav Shuv and Levi was an Amora, and therefore it's assumed that what he's doing is telling something about halacha. It's quoted, it's not quoted with a cholik, so assumingly, what Rav Shuv and Levi was doing was right. So what do we see from there? So, says the Baal HaMor, what's basically Pashat, he says, you see from there, that Rav Shuv and Levi, he says, what's Rav Shuv and Levi coming to tell me? So the Baal HaMor says, Rav Shuv and Levi is coming to tell me that the din of Matzah Shira is not a problem except for the first day of Pesach, and the whole din of lechem oni is only needed on the first day. whatever that means exactly, first day, the first night, the first kazayis, but it's only needed at the beginning of Pesach. For the rest of it, you don't need lechem oni completely. Lechatchila, Rav Shimon Levi's machadish that lechatchila you could eat matzah shir the rest of Pesach. Fine. The Melchamos, though, is cholek. The Melchamos says that doesn't need a chiddush. He says, how can you say Rav Shimon Levi is coming to be machadish that matzah shira is mutter on the other days of Pesach? He says, that's pashut. He says, why would it be aser? The whole din of lechem oni, you only need lechem oni on the kezayis of matzah mitzvah. Kezayis of matzah mitzvah. So that's the mitzvah of achilas matzah, and therefore it has to be lechem oni. The rest of the time, there's no mitzvah of eating matzah at all. And therefore, of course, it doesn't have to be lechem oni. So why on earth is the Gemara bringing this story about Yeshua ben Levi to teach me that there's no isser of eating matzah shira on the second day of Pesach? Of course there's no isser. You don't have to eat matzah at all. So if you don't have to eat matzah at all, why would you even think that if you eat matzah, it has to be lechem only? So therefore the Melchamos is cholik on the Baal Amar. He says, that's pashas. Of course, lechem only is only a problem because kezayis and matzah smitzah. He says, why was Rabbi Shua ben Levi brought by the Gemara? So he says a chiddush. He says Rabbi Shua ben Levi was kneading his matzah not just with meperos, it was most meperos together with water, and therefore there was a chash chimutz. And the Gemara is quoting Rabbi Shua ben Levi to tell me that the halacha follows Rabbi Kiva over the Rabbanan, and tells me that you're allowed to bake matzah on Pesach with a mixture of water and meperos. He's telling me a chiddush, bekitzer, he's telling me a chiddush legabe the dinim of chametz, about what's considered chametz, and saying, Rav Shimon Levi, we see that we don't worry that meperos speeds up chametz. Nothing to do with matzah shira. He says it couldn't be having to do with matzah shira, because we wouldn't need Rav Shimon Levi. Balamar says, no, Rav Shimon Levi is not talking anything about chametz. He's talking about flour that was kneaded exclusively with meperos. And his point is just to be mechadish that there's no problem of eating matzah ashir on the other days of Pesach. So the chur of the pshat is that this is going l'shitasa. This is Balamar's l'shitasa. The Balamar is saying what the pashas ha-gemara is that there was an actual havamina that all 7 days of Pesach you would need lechem only. Why? Why do we have such a havamina? So there's a very good reason you have such a havamina, because there's a mitzvah of eating matzah all 7 days. So therefore, havamina, not only does it have to be matzah, it has to be lechem oni. K'mashma l'shuv and levi. No, you have to eat matzah all 7 days, but it doesn't have to be lechem oni. Lechem oni is just a din on the first day of Pesach. The Melchamos, however, he didn't understand this. L'chayr, he didn't understand like the Gra. He understood there's no such thing. There's no such thing as a mitzvah of matzah, except that one kezayis Lel Seder, and the Mela, he understands that it's absolutely pashut you can have matzah shira all of Pesach. The Gemara doesn't have to say that, and therefore he has to have a completely different hesber in Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Right? Okay, so that's the Baal Amar, but the Baal Amar has a lot of mucker, and the Gra has a lot of mucker, and therefore there's this beginning of having that chavivus for achilas matzah for all 7 days.